Now, on Kosan, their mission is to empower through education, and they do that by providing people of all ages with pathways to learning, leadership, and experience. I'm delighted to be joined on the line now by Liz Waters from On Kosan. Liz, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
It's wonderful to have this opportunity and just to share who we are and what we do with people on the programme. So thank you.
Listen, absolute pleasure to have you on. Let's get straight down to it.
Yeah.
One Generation Solution. I know that you launched that last week to coincide with International Women's Day. But talk to me about that and what you do with On Kosan.
I will. I have been CEO of On Kosan for many years now. And over my time there, we offer education, second chance education, indeed for some, first chance education, to all, anybody, men, women, young, old, adults, who want to take that step back into education. The system failed them. They didn't achieve their potential. So they gather up their courage and they come and knock on our door initially in West Challa. That's where we were set up. And we've been working in West Challa for 30 years. However, while I was CEO there, one of the things I began to see was that when young women came to us, and you know, sadly, very many young women leave school early because they get pregnant. And they have great desire to care for themselves and for their children. But one of the most shameful things we know is that just a couple of weeks ago, the ESRI informed us that lone parents score highest on the deprivation index in Ireland. Imagine that, lone parents are more likely to suffer from poverty than any other group in Ireland. Now, one of the things I learned in my years in On Kosan was that if you could take a young woman who maybe left school at 15, if she takes her courage and comes in the door to us, we can work with her and support her back into education and right back to degree level. And if she achieves a degree, all of the research indicates that she'll earn over 60% more than her friends without a degree. But more important than that, she and her children will just exit the poverty gap forever. And her children will expect to go on to third level. And that is my dream.
And that is, I think, a realistic dream. I do know, Liz, for a lot of people, maybe a lot of people listening right now, who've gone through the whole leaving certificate stage, and maybe the results weren't as good as what they had hoped for, and because of that, they weren't accepted into third level education. So therefore, there's a mindset that they're not succeeding and they're not achieving, and they fall down the ladder. The work that you're doing is that you're telling these people, hold on, there is another way, another opportunity.
Yeah, there absolutely is. If you take the simple fact that 4,500 young people drop out of school before they ever hit their junior cert, not to mention their leaving cert, we have got to acknowledge that at some level the education system is failing us. Now, if people really want to fulfill their potential and they feel that they really didn't do as well as they might if circumstances had been different, whatever the circumstances were, On Kosan is there to support people really relook and take another path in education and self-development. Now, for years, we've been doing that with great success in West Tala. But about 4 years ago, our organisation, the board, said to me, 4 or 5 years ago, let's scale what we're doing. We're doing some things really well in West Tala. How can we share that with other communities around country. So I developed what we call our Oncathon Virtual Community College. And we work with all sorts of community partners all across Ireland, bringing higher education and further education opportunities to places that don't have access, don't have the transport, can't afford the cost. And we work with local communities to deliver in a blended sense programs that can really support young people and older people really achieve their potential. We do that. It's what we call blended learning. It's face-to-face. It's coming into a virtual online classroom. It's accessing some resources that might be online to support you. But you're building, we build a collaborative learning community so that you and a group of people like you can really work together and really achieve all you want to achieve.
I think this is fantastic, Liz, because, look, we've all gone through the second level education experience.
Yeah.
And almost from day one, it's almost like a rat race to the top. The person with the best results gets the best course in third level, whilst not actually nurturing, you know, what is there in so many people, and they feel left behind. So what you are doing and the work that you are doing is you're saying to all young people, listen, just because you didn't get the right results in the Leaving Cert doesn't mean you don't have value and you don't have worth.
No.
Come to us.
Yeah.
And we will help to develop the skills that are already there. They just weren't given a chance to come forward.
Yes. And I love what you just said, to develop the skills that are already there. Because one of the things I've learned, if you really can support young and older people, particularly women, to look at their lives and to begin to realise just how skilled they are. For example, people will say to me, oh no, I couldn't do anything with technology. I'm no good at that. I couldn't touch technology. And I'm looking at them and I'm saying, but you have a smartphone there.
Yeah.
You are technologically literate. Come on. If you're using a smartphone, if you're on Facebook, join the Virtual Community College and we will support you.
You know, it's often said, Liz, that two of the greatest fears that people will ever have in life, one is going to the dentist, and I can identify with that.
Yes.
And the second one is of speaking in public. And I've given training in public speaking myself. And what I say to people is this, if you're conversing with somebody via through Facebook, by text message,
yes,
or even over the phone, believe it or not, you're actually speaking in public.
Yeah.
And people don't get that. And this is something that you're harnessing, that you've identified. I think it's a great good news story.
It is fantastic, because our learners have told us that the single most important outcome for them is that they have built their confidence and their belief in themselves. Now, when I hear that, then I know there is no stopping somebody in their journey.
Well, building self-belief in people is what life is all about.
Yeah.
And you said to me before we came to air that you were quite nervous about coming on air. That in itself is hugely positive admission.
Yeah.
That, yes, you know, I feel nervous about this, but you know what? We'll give it a go and we'll try. And if we don't try, we can't succeed.
Yeah. My mouth was dry. I was scared, and that is the truth. I always am, even though I do have to do a fair bit of talking in public. But I am passionate about the power of education. And if you believe in yourself and in what you're doing, my fear was that I wouldn't tell my story to really tell it as well as it could be told. I've worked with young women and men throughout my life, And I know when they build that self-belief in themselves, they are all able to stand up and tell their story, tell a story that has inspired them, tell a story that inspires us. And education allows you to find your voice and use it.
Well, that's it. And, you know, every voice is there to be heard. And that is the work that you're doing. Now, Liz, for any of our listeners out there, if they want to access the work that you're doing, how do they go about it?
Okay. What I suggest they do is they simply go online, go on the web, Google it, AnnCosonVCC.com. So it's AnnCosonVCC.com. And that will bring you to our website. That will give you all our contact details. Look at that. See what might interest you. And even if you say, no, that doesn't interest me, they don't have what I need, give us a call and tell us what you need. And help us to ensure that we can create what young people need and want.
Well, I've got a feeling, Liz, that there are a lot of people listening right now that the service you're providing is something that they do need. I know of many young people, they're in their mid to late 20s now, who felt that, you know, they weren't up to much because they didn't get a great leaving cert. But something like this can open whole new possibilities for all of them.
Absolutely. And we want to hear from them. And we want to hear from local community organisations who might have 3 or 4 people that they'd like to support. And we can work together. VCC, the community, and individual learners can really, we can create a movement, an educational movement that could change lives and communities.
And of course, VCC stands for Virtual Community College.
Yes.
So for our listeners, the website address is www.AnnCosonVCC.com. There's no fada to go over the A or the O when you're when you're putting it into your search engine. But Liz, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on to CRY and talk to me. And I wish you the very, very best with everything you're doing. And we'll certainly help by getting the word out there as well, because I've got a feeling that you're going to, you know, positively improve the lives of many thousands of young people out there.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Really appreciate it. And thanks to anybody out there who listened to me. I deeply appreciate it. Thanks a million.
Liz, you're very welcome. And I look forward to talking to you again sometime in the near future. But until then, I wish you a pleasant evening and a very pleasant St. Patrick's weekend.
To all of you the same. Thanks indeed. God bless.
God bless, Liz. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye. And there we had Liz Waters, the CEO of AnnCosonVCC. And I got to tell you, I'm impressed with that, because I came in here today with a different line of questioning, and I didn't need to go down that route at all. AnnCosonVCC, they launched this One Generation Solution campaign last week on the 18th, which was for the 18th Annual International Women's Day lunch. Present at that was the Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, Catherine Sapone, Miriam O'Callaghan, Bridge O'Donoghue, and many others. But to Liz Waters and to everybody up there, thank you so much for getting in contact. And again, if you want to find out details of the work that they do and how they may be able to assist young people who are finding it difficult in school and all the rest, www.AnnCosonVCC.com.